Welcome to
Perth Foodie. Take a seat at the table.
I wonder what's for dinner.
The tastiest ingredients.
In this dish, I've also added some caraway seed.
And best ideas.
For us, it's all about showcasing, you know, where your food comes from.
Food. Glorious food.
Perth Foodie.
And with the weather heating up, we're cranking up the barbecue on Perth Foodie this morning. They changed a lot over the years. It's not just sausages and chops you'll find on the BBQ this summer. Theo Kalogarakis is a restaurant owner and chef. Good morning, Theo.
Hey, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Let's work in reverse. So you've just hosted a massive barbecue. Everyone's been very satisfied with what you've offered. 20 people or so. You've just been slaving over the hot plates. It's a 35-degree Perth day, and all you want to do is sit down with your steak and some vegetables or whatever else, salad, whatever else that you've cooked up, and a nice, cool, refreshing beverage. But first, you have to clean up the barbecue.
All right, this is going to be a bit controversial, but you know when your missus tells you to get up and clean the barbie, don't listen to her. Everything else she tells you to do, you listen to her, right? But my good friend Vince Gareffa taught me this, and I'll live by this. I know all the men are going to love it and all the women are going to hate it. Don't clean it. Leave it. Put the lid down and let it go. Because what happens, Pete, is everything that you've cooked, all the meats and all that, the fats come out of it.
Yeah.
And when you let it go cold, it seals the plate. I know it looks disgusting because it's all white. And
I'm looking at you like you're joking right now.
No, I'm serious, right? And because if you actually get up and clean it, first of all, you're going to miss having a good drink with your friends and a party. But if you clean it, come back the next day, look at the plate, and the next day it's starting to go rusty. Where if you leave the fat on it, it's sealing it. And what you do is, say you're using your barbie again in a couple of weeks, before you use it, get a scourer out, scrape all the fat off, the sealer, you can call it fat, but it's sealing the plate.
Oh, the sealer.
Yeah, with a cloth, then turn the flame on and get a couple of lemons, cut them in half, and just put a fork into it and rub it right up and down, and that acid's starting to clear the barbecue plate. Honestly, I know it sounds wrong, but that's how you do it.
Okay, so don't clean the barbecue after you've used it. You'll save it from rusting up.
That's right. And rust is a lot worse than a little bit of fat and thing, which you can clean.
How much elbow grease do you have to put into that with the lemon to get it
not
to
much,
the hot plates clean?
So
it comes off pretty good?
Yeah, very easy. Get the flame up really high. And that's another tip on the barbie. You actually don't, when you're cooking, you don't want the flame going wild. But when you're cleaning it, you do want the flame to go up.
Okay, so let's take a trip down Theo memory lane, first of all, and your memories of family barbecues when you were, say, under 10 years of age, what they looked like then as to what they look like now.
Oh, completely different. We were in Mandurah on the estuary down the side there, and we used to bring the little, they used to have coals in it, just with a grill on top. We used to do the jaffles on there as well, do you remember, with the jaffle iron? And it was always just lamb chops, but cut really, really thin. And the one thing that I learned then, which I didn't know, but I do know now the way I cook, we always marinated the oil and all that on the lamb with rosemary, salt, pepper, and then put it onto the wire rack. Like even now, don't pour oil onto your barbie. Put any oil you have has to go on the meat, not on the barbie. Or if you're going to cook, you know, mushrooms, put it on the mushrooms, on the prawns, anything else. Don't pour it on the barbie.
Mm-hmm.
It cooks at different temperatures all over the plate. Not only is it a bit dangerous because it can flare up, but you want the maximum cookage on the product.
So how has the barbecue changed over the years for Theo Kalogarakis?
Well, now it's like a garden ornament in the backyard. You know, it's got a wood fire oven, it's got a seat, you know, it's got a cup holder. You know, it's taken over half my backyard now. It's crazy. And, you know, we're still actually doing the same thing. We're cooking something over fire. Nothing's changed except it's an accessory sport now.
So what do you think of those people who might live in a townhouse or they might live in a unit and they've only got a small balcony? Can they still have fantastic barbecues?
Oh, without a doubt. Those little ones that you can buy, which got either coals or it's gas, they're doing the exact same job. One of the other key tips to barbecuing, Pete, that I do, which they can do in a little apartment because they don't have far to do, because I have a pizza oven next to my barbecue, I'm not using it just for pizzas. Like, I'll start it up, get it warm. And if you're cooking a lot of steaks and chops and sausages, you need to keep them warm because you can't have all that space. So put them in the oven. So in your apartment, even though you've only got a little barbie, turn the oven on inside. Once you've cooked a whole bunch of stuff, put it on there. Put it in there on a really low temperature so you're keeping everything hot. So when you sit down, everything's at really a good temperature.
Okay, so let's go through your preparation. You've already given us a bit of a hint, Theo, for the perfect summer barbecue. What are you nailing before the guests arrive? Because barbecues are pretty quick and simple, but I'm sure there's some things you can do beforehand.
I do about 99% of my prep. Prawns, I leave the whole shell on. I'll marinate them. I don't take anything off. I do want, because by cooking the shell, you can actually char the shell and it really flavours the inside, and then get your hands there, crack it, suck the head, and you know, then eat the meat of the prawn. You got to get in there. That juice is phenomenal. I marinate all my meats. I get it ready. I actually, one thing that I did, because my son had a lot of friends, I used to have like a little bit of a hot dog line. So I would cook mushrooms. So I'd cook some caramelized onions. I'd have some red capsicums. I'd have a whole array of stuff pre-cooked.
Yeah.
And when they'd come, I'd cook all their sausages because they wanted hot dogs. And then I'd say, okay, what do you want in it? Do you want cheese? Do you want this or that?
We're going to back the truck up again because you said something there that I have to revisit. First of all, I have to tell everyone it's 14 away from 7, and this is Perth Foodie with Theo Kalogarakis, looking for your best barbecue tips, cleaning, preparing, what you're actually putting on the hot plates, vegetarian barbecues, what's the best barbecue dessert? 0437 922 720. Did you just say that you suck the prawn heads?
Yes, I do.
I've never sucked a prawn head before. What am I missing out on?
Huge, huge. It's like caviar. It's like the greatest umami rush you're ever going to have. And I know it sounds gross. It's the brain. It's the poo shoot. It's the whole lot. But the flavour is like, well, you know, when you, if you're going for a surf and that first time your head goes under the water and that ocean hits you, that's exactly what it's like.
So surely you've had some funny reactions from people when you reach across the table, grab the prawn and suck the prawn head.
You know what? You can actually tell someone who's a real good cook or enjoys food, because most times they eat with a spoon, not a fork. They're just shoveling it in. And the other thing is, if you see someone eating, you know, sucking on a prawn head, you go, they know how to eat. it divides people. You know, people do see it and they go, oh, that's gross.
Do you convince them? Are people, can people be convinced?
Yeah. You don't like it? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But you're missing out.
How old were you when you sucked your first prawn head?
You know, when we used to go down to the Swan River prawning, 11, 12? We went a couple of years ago because the Swan River Trust, they've really brought back the river, and we're out there prawning. And with all the kids were there watching us, they like lost it. They didn't even know that things were out there. It's amazing.
It's 12 to 7. Here's a text for you, Theo. The secret is in the sauce. The simplest sausage becomes king when dressed properly. A good chutney is key.
Very much so.
So lots of different – what are some of the other trends that you reckon have crept into the summer barbecue and we can look forward to this summer?
The one thing that I've been making this year in the restaurants, which we've been putting on pizzas and all that, I've been using it as demo ingredient, and people are actually going crazy for it as a chutney. It's a bacon jam. And you're cooking bacon with cherry tomatoes and onion, and then you're putting a sugar in it and slowly cooking it down. And people go, oh, bacon jam. I go, hang on. In the morning, you have toast? Do you put jam? Do you eat bacon? Well, this is just a combination of all of it. And bacon jam, you can, you know, you Google that recipe. You know, it's not hard to make, but it is just so nice and sweet, and the texture of the bacon. Try that on your barbie.
Okay, and if you can mix in the prawn head juice as well, then I'll salute you, Theo, as a pioneer. Now, you've brought in some bits and pieces this morning. You were talking about a hot dog line so what have you got?
Well, we don't have a barbecue here, right? So this is my tip for making great hot dogs. And it's always about textures, okay?
How good's the hot dog? Just quietly. You can't go too far wrong with a hot dog.
You can't at all. You get a good sausage.
Unless you're a vegetarian.
And you know, come up with something else. If you're a vegetarian, don't buy fake sausages. You know, cook mushrooms. Put whatever you want in it. I don't like that fake bacon and fake sausage. It's like they still want to eat meat, but they're not. Just eat what you like, because vegetables are great. I'm not saying they're not, but just don't make it look like meat.
Okay, so the hot dog.
So that's after my political rant. So you cut it in half like you normally do there, Pete.
Yeah.
And then cut the edge off, both sides.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yep.
Get a little bit of butter. That's just a little bit.
So you've given the hot dog bun a bit of a mohawk.
I have.
To start with, yeah.
Now, if I had a barbecue plate here, that would go straight onto the barbecue plate.
Got you. Instead, you've brought in a...
Let's see if it works.
A blowtorch.
Oh. Yep. So I'm just trying to
set
simulate...
Set fire to the studio, I swear.
So put that flat part on your barbie, just like I'm doing, right?
Yep, yep.
And All I'm doing is charring it, and actually I'm going to give it a crunch on the outside.
Just eyes on the burner there, not me, please, Theo.
As long as I don't point it to you, we're okay.
It looks fantastic.
So what I want you to do, Pete, I'm going to pass this to you.
Yep.
There's no hot dog in it, which obviously is going to make it better, but I want you to just bite or take a little bit of that bread.
First of all, it smells fantastic, you know, that charred bun with the butter soaking through. Sorry you're going to have to hear this, everybody.
See, I can hear the crunch already.
Oh, yeah. Good crunch. Good crunch. Can you take over now, please, Theo?
Now, you see, if that had a hot dog in it with some sauce and all that, it's actually given another texture to it. Something so simple. Cut the ends off. You've got a nice flat surface to grill both sides. Put the hot dog in.
Okay, and at 10:07, give me a sauce other than the old school tomato or mustard or a combination of both. Give me a sauce that's going to wow us this summer for the humble hot dog.
We're
both chewing
away. A sweet chili sauce, like, you know, the Thai kind of sauce, which has got a bit of oil, a bit of fish sauce, a little bit of chili. It's not hot. It's quite runny, and it just adds a little bit of heat. Now, when I say heat, I'm not trying to burn people, but that warmth, when you're eating it in your mouth, that sensation, that's what I'm trying to do. And a sweet chili sauce does it all day, every day.
It's rude to talk with your mouth full, Theo. Did anyone ever tell you? We've both just done it. It's okay.
Sorry.
Good on you, Theo. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, mate.